This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug with Jennifer Horn here. It's time for the download, Jennifer. Time to pierce that brain of yours, to probe into that brain of yours to find out what the hay is going on.
Good luck. It's early still, you know. You got to be very gentle when you pierce the old noggin.
Yes. Gentle on my mind. Here's the thought for the day from Steve Jobs, who said, "Your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life." Aha.
That's
now, can we apply that to all of the hoopla? I'm kind of on a tirade. I don't know if tirade is it, but I'm on a mission from God when it comes to all this stuff. You remember last week we were talking about my encounter with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Mm-hmm. And how exciting that was for you to hear me.
You rode behind her on an airplane, right?
That's right, yes. And then we had a little chat, and that was the end of that. So this week she's been busy going to the jails and the district, this weekend, I think, going to some of the jails to see how the January 6th boys and girls who are still in jail are doing. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question would be, I don't know about her and the others that went into Grandstand, why are these people still in jail? Why haven't they been acquitted with the justice that is promised by the justice system? I don't like a lot of the things they did, but they still shouldn't be. Why are they still sitting in jail a year and a, well, not year and a half, but certainly it's been, it's been 2 years, right?
It's been 2 years.
Two years. Yeah.
Definitely a year and a half.
Why are they still in jail? Why haven't they been prosecuted?
And that's what a lot of people have been talking about, is this double-tiered system of justice. Look, there are people who were in the Capitol who deserved the sentences that were given to them.
Yep.
And then there are a whole slew of people who got caught up and had their whole lives ruined for absolutely nothing. And a lot of those people are just still sitting there. They haven't even been charged yet. You know, they keep calling it an insurrection, but not one person has even been charged or get convicted, even charged of insurrection.
Well, so, what have the people that have been convicted so far, what have they been charged
for? Trespassing. Those kind of, like, lower charges, but yet the full extent of the law has been thrown at them. And so then you have to say, okay, when did this happen? Like, when did something like this happen again in our nation's history? And so all you have to do is look back to the summer of 2020, when you had a bunch of people protesting the death of George Floyd going into, let's just say, to make it equal, government buildings like courthouses.
Did they blow, break things?
And they were breaking things and setting things on fire. I mean, what about the police precinct in Seattle that just went down? I mean, there were all kinds of things that you could equate this to. And are those people in prison? Have those people even been arrested? Do we even talk about those people?
Well,
and we don't.
What we've done here is create two systems. You're right about that. And it isn't just as far as Trump is concerned. This may be an example of it, or the these people that were involved in January 6th. But when you look, I think I told you the story a year or so ago about a young fellow who is the son of the lady who's my farm manager, who was he was in a relationship with a young woman. And she soured on the relationship. Apparently she had a problem with various substances. And so she accused him when he wouldn't have, his brother's living with somebody. So she wanted to live with him, not the brother, but him. And he said, "No, I don't want to do that." And so she didn't have any place to live. So she claimed that he raped her. He was arrested. He sat in jail for a year and a half and had to plead out in order to get out of jail. Now, these people don't have a lot of money. They had a court, appointed lawyer. But, those guys, they don't do much. Once in a while, you find a rare exception to that. But most of the time, they're just, kind of just out of law school, not very good lawyers to begin with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you've got those systems that are broken, and we apparently are not, we don't feel strongly enough about it to bring it back to a, we're so busy watching TikTok videos and doing social media stuff, whether it's political or otherwise. You know, the scandal that is what this foolishness is about. I'm on the side of, well, I'm on two different sides, I think, when it comes to Trump and the Stormy Daniels thing and this phony baloney district attorney in New York. I wouldn't put it past, you're going to love this, Jennifer. You ready? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it past Trump to make a deal with this guy to behind the scenes say, oh, okay, you can do make all this noise. And people, you know, what's in it? Who knows what's in it for him?
Well, I'm sure that's what you think, but
I didn't know. I didn't.
Trump.
That's not what I. That's the. There's a theory.
He ran on taking Trump down.
I get it. I understand that, but it still is an interesting theory. Could it happen? Maybe not. Maybe anything's possible. But that guy should be already have been tossed out of his job because. There's nothing but grandstanding going on both sides. That's my point. And it brings Trump more into focus and perhaps as a sympathetic figure. And this guy, who is the DA, is obviously looking at this as some kind of political way to run for the next office or whatever it is. If he had the goods on him, he would have been arrested a week ago. But obviously he doesn't have it. So why are we, I don't even understand why we're still talking about it. We should be moving on into other things that are more productive. I just see all of this stuff. It just goes on and on and on and on and on.
Dramatic putting up pillars around the DA's office and securing the Capitol again. I mean, if you want to know about grandstanding, it's happening all over the place because you've got a lot of people trying to vilify on a lot of different sides. And
you know what else? If Trump were really the good leader that he claims to be, he would be out in front of this saying, don't do it. He's not. He hasn't said anything. He hasn't said, he says he's warning.
Well, he's persecuted, and that's because he has been.
He's a big boy, for God's sake.
He's a big boy, but. He's had people say that he was colluding with Russia. He's had people saying he was pressuring Ukraine. He's been impeached twice. His family has been run through it. Meanwhile,
there are plenty of other people. Clinton was impeached.
But Clinton was never treated like Trump was. Trump was treated like he has devil.
You may have a short memory. I think.
I remember. I mean, I remember Bill Clinton. I remember. People love him still. Don't they? Isn't he beloved now?
Yeah,
they love him a lot more than Hillary.
No. What sort of a badge of courage that is. But at any rate, I want to move on. I just was making a point, and I wanted to get your point of view on it. Here is a list of winners. All right, we got. Last week we were talking about these Boeing employees who bought winning tickets. They worked at the 747 plant, and they made the last 747. And so, in honor of that, they bought a ticket at a local grocery store and used the 747 number in their purchase for the Powerball jackpot. And guess what? They won.
Woo!
The jackpot had reached $747 million. They ended up getting, $309 million out of the 700. Isn't that awful? Think about it. They won $747 million. But
and they got $747. I think you were right the first time.
Right. Yeah, anyway. So the winners department this week has a two-time lottery winner. How about that? He says... The reason I won is because I have long hair and I've kept it because it's good luck. I'm sticking with it, says William Daniels of Middle River, Maryland, who credited his long hair with helping him win $50,000 on a Maryland Lottery Gold X50 scratch-off ticket last week. He had before that, in November a couple of years ago, he won $100,000 on a Baltimore Ravens scratch-off. He says, I'm sticking with my long hair when I play scratch-offs. Okay, well, I was like, who is it that had Samson, right? Was it Samson that had long hair?
I think so.
Samson and Delilah, right? Anyway, so he bought himself a new house, and he's using this money. I guess he bought the first time he bought a house, now he's buying a car. So I like that stuff.
Good for him.
There. Speaking of winners, let's go into the school department here. The oldest and most prestigious young adult science competition has seen 17-year-old Ellen Hugh, who used artificial intelligence to design the first diagnostic test for a rare disease that struck her sister a couple of years ago. She was saying after she won, she managed an 85% rate of positive diagnosis just using a smartphone image in order to detect this rare disease that struck her sister. So she won $150,000 for a third place. This detects Kawasaki disease. You ever heard of that?
I have, but what is it again? Do you remember?
Apparently, it's your body turns into a hot plate, fever, very hot, almost, you know, what is it?
Is it something with your eyes, too, with Kawasaki, or no?
Heart. It's pretty much a heart thing. I don't know that there's eye. I don't know. I'm just looking at some of the diagnostic stuff here. There are 1,900 children who have it now, and apparently it's very hard to find, and that's why this algorithm that she came up with using AI will help tremendously. So isn't it interesting that for something like this, that nobody, they spent all this money, federal money and private money, to come up with discoveries, and this kid, 17 years old, uses AI and her smartphone.
Symptoms include high fever and peeling skin, and then there's inflammation of medium-sized blood vessels. But the reason they call it Kawasaki is that it was first described in Japan by a person, Tamasaku Kawasaki, and the first cases outside of Japan were reported in Hawaii in 1976.
They named the motorcycle after him?
Yeah, just like that.
Okay. I'm just checking, you know, and I'm, you know, me, I'm during the...
Good use of technology, though, I suppose. We always, you know, complain about the technology and how it's a bunch of a waste of time, but this is good.
All right. Anyway, so there's some winners and a couple of losers in the discussion so far this hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at 18 after on Good Day.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, good day. It's a good time for all. We all have a good time here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is with me in this hour from her fantastic, fabulous studio in Los Angeles.
It's a perch, is what I call
it. It's a perch. Yes, it is. So, you know, we have this Good Day download every day, Jennifer.
I do.
And a lot of social media. Matter of fact, the most recent Good Day download is a focus on banning TikTok. And the discussion that was the hearing that was held. Did you watch any of that, by the way? The
I sure
Chinese
did.
Fella? What did you
did
think
you,
of that?
Okay, so the CEO testified. And, you know, China's really good at a lot of things. They were not good at
including lying.
Well, they were not good at preparing this guy for his testimony. So he appears before the Committee of Energy and Commerce, I believe.
Right.
And keep in mind, everybody is against TikTok. This is imagine something with bipartisan support.
Yeah,
for
right.
the most part, the squad is the only group of folks in the House that aren't for this. And so somebody said, so are you spying on the American people? And his answer, not kidding, was, well, I wouldn't say spying is the word. I must have replayed that on my show like 45 times because it made me laugh. So what is it? Yeah. Peeking, tickling a little look-see? You know, what is it if it's not that word? But there's two issues. You've got one, the spying issue. And then you've got number two, the ability for them to indoctrinate our masses, these little young minds full of
Right. Of course, they don't know any better. They don't care. They're just having a good time.
Who are seeing
all they think about
pro-China, anti-Taiwan, anti-American. You know, they're getting an altered view of history. So not only the spying, but then also what kind of information is put out there. And so they asked, "Are you were you taking down information about the Uyghur Muslims who are literally there's genocide being committed in China on this population?"
Yep.
And he said, "Well, I wouldn't say we're taking it down."
What would you say?
He wouldn't come out and condemn. They said, do you condemn the persecution of Muslims? And he's like, well, I mean, it's just answers. So it tells you all you need to know.
Right. It's kind of like typical political. So what comes out of that hearing? Does anything come out of the hearing?
They
That's
vote.
The question.
Yeah, and then at some point they'll vote to make TikTok illegal. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about this week and I had an interesting chat about it. And I think, because it's going to be hard. People are going to be ticked off if they lose TikTok, pardon the pun. So I think it'll be interesting because I think the House will actually vote to dump
TikTok. What's more important, the security of Americans or are you having fun on TikTok? Hello.
Well, now they're saying that you may not be able to get a government job if you are on TikTok when the kids are adults because your security clearance may never come through.
Good. I think that's good. Meanwhile, also on the Good Day download, the focus on Tom Brady's son and his issue with bullies, we discussed that as well. Nick Miles, our auto expert, talking about the uptick in automobile recalls, what's going on with that. We have a recent Good Day download that focuses on contaminated eye drops and what that's causing. Yeah, that is. Congratulations to Bruce Springsteen and Gladys Knight, Mindy Kaling winning the government's, what do they call that honor? I've forgotten now.
It's kind of like the Medal of Arts.
The
or
Medal
something
of Honor,
like that.
Yeah, right, yeah. Dr. Ken discussing what really happens to your body when you consume sugary and fatty foods, that sort of thing.
All this, baby.
All this. And then one of our, also, we were talking with Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, celebrating Gotya Day for young, those of you who are adopting pets. I'm going to have a pet adoption. We're going to have a couple of these on the farm this summer. So I think, as a matter of fact, on social media, we're posting pictures of the farm. We've really sort of come into it. The cows were out grazing over the weekend, Jennifer. And this is the first time they've been out because the grass is starting to turn green in the pastures. So it's all good. So you want to keep up with what's going on? Good day, Sean. You can. There's more comments on the Marjorie Taylor Greene episode too, at gooddayshow.com, and you can get that. Also, you get the podcast where you get Apple, Spotify, all those places. All right, that's it. 28 after on Good Day.
It's probably your second biggest investment, especially lately. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Your car has been a pain at the pump, but gas prices aren't the only way you may be burning money. Have you had a minor fender bender? If it's just a dent, you might be able to save the deductible and keep your insurance premium as is. Grab your bathroom plunger, stick it into the middle of the dent, and pour hot water over the area. Then pull hard. Repeat as necessary. And if your headlights look foggy, skip that squirt bottle product. Simply rub on toothpaste. Let it sit for a minute, then rub off with a clean cloth. And that spray that restores your dashboard and other interior surfaces, save the money. Apply olive oil with coffee filters. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call
1-Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The two police officers who fatally shot the suspect at the Covenant School shooting in Nashville yesterday have been identified. Metropolitan Police Chief John Drake says Officer Rex Engelbert and Officer Michael Collazo fired at the 28-year-old trans man Audrey Elizabeth Hale, killing the suspect. Chief Drake believes this was a premeditated attack.
In the initial investigation, we turned it over to the FBI. We've looked over it as well. It indicates that there was going to be shootings at multiple locations, and the school was one of them. There was actually a map of the school detailing surveillance entry points and how this was going to be carried out on this day.
The two best teams in the XFL Football League played last night. D.C. defeated Houston 37-26. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG.
Aha! I'm doing a little dancing, moving and grooving here on the Good Day program.
How about it, Jennifer?
Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
Look at those hips, man!
Yeah. Woo-ha! There it is. It's
very.
I don't think mine are as much of a weapon as others, but that's okay. 34 at the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy birthday to Edgar Ybarra, Jason Barrett, Daniel Warren, Betty Brown. What a great name. 72 years old today. Happy birthday, all listeners, to the Good Day program. Now, let's regoop. Regoop? How about we re...
You know, I've been without goop for a while, so come on.
How about we regroup? Shall we do that?
Let's do that instead.
All right. So we were talking about this 17-year-old youngster who won a $150,000 prize in the science talent search for this remarkable way to diagnose a pediatric heart disease that has, it's called Kawasaki's. So I thought that was good school news. So, of course, we have to counter, we have to balance everything here with bad school news.
With the real jerks.
Yes, right, exactly. Yep. And so this is the story of a dumb Florida high school principal who's out of a job today. Actually, he's a middle school principal. The sixth grade in this school viewed Michelangelo's David during an art lesson. Have you, do you know about what I'm speaking, Jennifer?
About David?
The sculpture of David.
I've
right.
seen him, actually, in person.
Really? You haven't told me about that encounter.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, we didn't date or anything. I mean, I just,
no.
You know, I walked by him once.
Sounds like a trip to the urology.
Like you
department.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, that's about right. Yes,
I just
right.
sort of walked
yeah.
by him. And
that's it. Walk by. So anyway, this fellow was confronted by parents who complained about their students seeing Michelangelo's sculpture. This is a very
Why,
famous.
He's naked?
Yeah, of course he's naked. He's got his. He's
no, but I mean, is that why they're upset? Because
yeah, because you can see his pee-pee.
Huh.
And didn't like that.
There's not much to see. Breaking news.
No, there isn't, as a matter of fact.
It's an awfully
kind of
big sculpture, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
Just say he was endowed in other areas, I'm sure.
Yes, right, yeah. Anyway, the Tallahassee Classical School is the school we're talking about here, and the principal's name was Hope Cascaquilla, I think is how you pronounce it.
I'm sure that's exactly how you do it.
I'm just... There was an emergency school board meeting to deal with this. The principal said she was not told about the reason for the decision. She said it involved a lesson about the marble statue which features David in the nude. That apparently a sixth grade teacher, why don't they fire the teacher instead of the principal? Why is
that is odd. The, but, you know, it's also kind of weird. I do think that studying the arts is hugely important. Sixth grade, I think, is a little young. I don't know if you, I was trying to remember when I started studying.
That's when you start going through puberty. You're in the sixth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade.
Yeah, you're kind of asking for trouble showing naked people, I think, at that age group. So probably better to wait for high school, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, let's see.
Don't you think, I mean, wasn't that the age when you were, like, looking up dirty words in the dictionary and stuff? I mean, it's a lot of hormones.
I never have looked up dirty words. What do you mean? No, that's not my thing.
Maybe you should start.
I had my first girlfriend whose name was Valerie in the fifth grade. I can remember how excited she was. Oof. Anyway, let's keep moving here.
Ew.
As long as we're in Florida, Ron DeSantis doubling down on his administration's regulation of the Don't Say Gay law. So I've come to this because I wanted to get your... my read on this, after talking to some people from Florida, was down there last weekend. He didn't say this.
No,
and it doesn't
didn't.
Say not, this. What, where does this
like
come from?
It's from the media. This is so crazy. So another, ugh. So the Don't Say Gay bill was never called the Don't Say Gay bill. This was about opening up like allowing parents to know if their kids were transitioning or if they were being, you know, wanting to be called a different name or pronoun in school by telling parents what was going on with their children.
But this started with Disney World. Some they took a stand on this, which
right, because
was
because the media spun this out of control that it was about Don't Say Gay, and Disney gets involved, and then DeSantis hits back. The other thing where there has been a lot of false information to just clear up about one of the DeSantis policies in Florida is about how he's anti-drag and about how Tennessee is anti-drag as well, drag queens.
Yeah.
This is not exactly what this is all about, surprisingly enough. It is not about, it's not about telling people they can't be in drag or go to drag queen brunches or whatever the heck you want to do. What it does say is that you cannot have nudity at these drag shows where children are involved. So basically the equivalent of also not taking your kid to a strip club, because there are some drag shows where there is nudity that is flung around.
Yeah.
And they're saying that it's not appropriate for young children to be there. Just like it's not appropriate for young children to be in a strip club where, you know, straight women or straight men are, or whatever, are dancing around in the nude. So it's just adding a little consistency. I think that's okay. You know, I think we can be all right with the fact that people shouldn't have things flung in their face when they're 8 years old.
I'm with you on that one.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but
no.
You know.
Uh-uh. Okay, a couple of bad crashes here. What's the story with this Uber driver? This is another California.
This is so tragic, and California. Crime is so out of control. So there's this guy who is a former Marine, a father of two, who's driving Uber, obviously, to make ends meet. And two guys get into his car, and he takes them, I guess he picked them up, or he took them to a 7-Eleven. And so in the parking lot, they get out, and this is in Linwood, they get out of the parking lot, they get into an altercation. The two guys from the back seat shoot and kill this guy. They take his car, and they still haven't been found yet.
Great.
And I guess he stopped, they stopped at the 7-Eleven for an unknown reason. They don't know if it was the driver or the two in the back. And then he got into this back and forth with one of them. The guy pulls a gun, shoots him in the upper body, and they disappear. You know, and for what? For what? This guy's by all accounts, a veteran. He's got kids. It's just, it's very sad. And so now you think it was always the Uber passengers who are wondering what kind of driver they were going to ride with when they get into the car. Now the drivers are going to be worried about what kind of passengers they're riding with.
Unbelievable. All right, so there's another bad crash in California, too. Wasn't there this weekend?
You said it was in Tennessee, didn't you?
Oh, I thought there was another one, yeah. I thought there were two of these. Anyway, the story from Tennessee is that this particular crash, these girls, there were six girls in a car ranging in age from 1 to 18 involved in a car crash this past weekend. They were ejected from the car on a freeway. Two adults were injured. One of them, I think, is in critical condition. The car was upside down when they found the car at 2 a.m. So who's riding around in a car with your children from 1 to 18 at 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday?
Yeah, or did it just take them that long to be found? There's always that element, too.
I don't know. These young girls were all thrown from the car, and they were all dead on the scene. And a woman apparently was driving. She got ejected as well. There was another driver because there was a second vehicle involved in the crash. So this is in Tennessee at a very remote location. Once again, I ask the question, why is a mother out on the road with all of her children from age 1 to 18, and they're all killed in this crash? Why are they out at 2 o'clock in the morning? What are they doing? They were none of them wearing seat belts.
Were they all jammed in the car? Was it a smaller car? That's a lot of kids.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, I'm looking at a sort of a reenactment of it in a manner of speaking, and how, you know, these crashes at these speeds, you know, we drive pretty fast on the highways. 75, I was actually, went down to pick up a load of hay last night, and when I came back, I was doing 65 on the interstate, and people were passing me like I was standing still. I'm doing 65.
Have you noticed, I don't know, this year I feel like people are driving even more crazy than before. We've had so much rain in California and Los Angeles.
Yeah.
People have not slowed down, and they're just I don't know, I feel like there's more rain.
They don't know how to drive, Jennifer.
Maybe.
They don't know how to drive. That's what the problem is, you know,
I think there's a big dose of selfishness on the roads, too.
Where absolutely.
I have somewhere to be. I don't care about you. I want to drive. Right. I want to do this.
How's your bracket in March Madness, Duran? Are you always...
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm a big bracketer.
Well, I know you like the Super Bowl and World Series and stuff.
March Madness just has never been my jam. I know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always kind of just follow it loosely.
It up.
No, I follow it loosely, but I don't have... there's no way I would have a bracket, because I would just be like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, kind of, you know?
Catch it as you can.
Exactly.
Yes. Right, exactly. Okay. So let's see if we think this Harvard professor is correct. I love it when I get into these things because there was a move afoot, I believe it was last Thursday or Friday, a group of Republicans did the right thing in proposing once again that public radio and TV not receive any federal funds.
So here's a good reason why that might be considered. This professor of public, I forget what his job, he's a professor of public, not public radio, but public media. That's what it is, public media. And he said over the weekend that it was incumbent on us to support public radio because public radio fills in the gaps where there are no newspapers anymore. Now, if
that's
you're reading the New York Times or maybe the Washington Post or the Boston Globe or the LA Times or some of the other really left-of-center newspapers, that's cool because the stations are left-of-center. And it's becoming more obvious. More people are listening to public radio, which is good, but they are as one-sided as Fox is, as MSNBC is. It is becoming very obvious.
Yes,
very,
why
very.
The government be paying.
Thank you. Right. We shouldn't be paying the government. I don't want my tax dollars going for this.
Could you imagine if someone, like in the House of Representatives, introduced a bill that said that the government should start funding Fox News? What would people do? People would go bananas. We are funding. That's
right. But here we are. That's right. But that's the same thing.
Right.
You're right. This, I'm giving you a perfect thing for you to talk about this morning on your local program.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. The idea that we would support, no matter what the political sway is, the public radio people have so, and public television as well, they make so much money from their begathons, they don't need the money. But this was started after World War II when the thinking was we really had to support this kind of information because there were a lot of people who were just, you know, the newspapers, a lot of stuff failed. That was from this bailiwick during World War II. So that's where public radio came in to get funding. But do they need it now? No. So call your congressman and tell him no. 48 past the hour.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the spring sale, March 24th through April 3rd, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Lots of thoughts about how we can make living in your home better now. It's Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard every weekend all around the country. They have fabulous info also available in their Money Pit podcast. We'll talk about what's in the Money Pit newsletter. But first, one of our listeners named Tim has recently inherited a house that hasn't been occupied for 5 years. Man, that'll be fun.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, let's see here. He's got water problems. The toilets are frozen and cracked. So the electric is probably not working as well as it ought to or working at all. So this is apparently the basement has a history of flooding. So what does he do? I think he drives a bulldozer through the house. That's what recommendation would be.
That's what he's thinking. He's panicking. I love his last line. He says, I'm not a handy person. What do I do?
Mm-hmm. What do I do?
It's never a bad thing, Doug, when you inherit a house, even if it's a real-life money pit. And none of the things he's talking about here are really insurmountable. I mean, if the basic structure is intact, if the foundation is good, the framing is good, the roof is not leaking, although apparently it has three layers on it. But, okay, that can last for a while until we have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. But I would say everything else is fixable. And if he wants to get – I think this is a great case for getting a professional home inspection done on the house for your own knowledge, because it can help you prioritize and understand what are the big problems, what are the little problems, what are the safety issues that need to be addressed now, what's the right sort of path forward in terms of what do I fix first, second, and third. But you don't have enough information yet. And so I would get that information, as I think that's going to guide your way here, Tim, and figure out what makes the most sense. But I wouldn't panic. House wasn't winterized. Sure, there's going to be frozen pipes that could have ruptured, and those can be identified slowly but surely. The fact that the toilets are cracked doesn't surprise me, because you know every toilet has water in the bottom of it in the trap. Right. That's the U-shaped part, and so that's not going to expand, and so it's going to crack. But like I said, they're all fixable things, and certainly not a reason to run the bulldozer, as you say, through this house.
I have a new bulldozer, so I'm anxious to play with
stuff
it.
To knock down.
Yeah, that's nice. Big holes knock down stuff. The Money Pit podcast has a focus as we get into spring. How do you dry up your yard? This is something. Can I multiply this into one of my hay fields? So I'd like to.
It all comes down to drainage, of course.
Yep.
And usually when you have a wet yard, your yard, maybe it's your backyard, is the lowest point on the property. And sometimes it could take, runoff even from adjoining houses, depending on how tight everything is together. But, the way to do this is basically to manage that water is to put in a French drain, which is, in the old days, you'd have to dig a trench all the way across that sort of lowest spot and fill it with stone and perforated pipe. And more stone and filter cloth and then more dirt. And it was a lot more work than it is today. Today they have pre-manufactured drains. There's a drain product called EZ Drain, the letter E, letter Z drain, where it's a connected drain that, first of all, it starts with like a landscape drainage pipe in the middle. And then it's surrounded by what is best described as like packing peanuts. That's what it looks like. It's not that exactly, but it looks like packing peanuts to me when I see it. And then it's inside a filter cloth that goes all the way around it. And these are sections, and basically you snap them together. So you still have to dig the trench, but just lay this easy drain in the trench and cover it up with dirt again. And now it starts to collect the water, and, of course, you pitch it so it discharges it around the sides of the house and out to the lowest area that's near your house. So you have to manage this issue. You can't just expect it to soak in and go away. Otherwise, you will have that saturated soil.
One of the great things about you, and especially the podcast and the radio program, this is the perfect sales job for radio. A guy like Tom, and frankly, I think I'm a fairly good storyteller as well, picturing using your imagination. Unfortunately, a lot of young people don't have much imagination because they have those damn devices. But listening to you just now talk about these two things and the way you used words, the way you put it, the package of imagines, kind of imagine this. So, yeah, and that's you've got the opportunity here with the podcast and the radio program to learn a lot. Now, if you're not very good at imagining, then there's the Money Pit newsletter that has, right?
That's right.
Yeah, there's a story in one of them I saw, the safest house plants for pet lovers, because the assumption here is that the pets can get into some of the stuff and it's poisonous, right?
Well, sure. Certain types of plants are not very advantageous to pets. You have to know which kinds of plants you have and what the impact can be on your pets.
Don't leave them around. Yeah, you gotta. It's like eating poinsettias. You want to die a painful death at Christmas time? Hey, eat. I mean, Easter too is coming up.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy the King.
Even aloe, is one.
Yeah. Pets. MoneyPit.com/newsletter. Get it all. Go to the Money Pit. The Money Pit. I love that. It's just MoneyPit.com. Tommy the K with Doug.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.